As Wisconsin hunters struggle with the decision to eat venison, many American city dwellers are still confused about how the meat they eat actually gets to their table. Commentator Baxter Black tries to put the process in simple terms.
Urban consumers are becoming more aware of the source of their food supply. This is a reverse in the decades-long trend wherein they were treated like two-year-olds and allowed to pretend that teriyaki chicken, fajitas, and red lobster were manufactured from soybeans, plywood, and mushroom gravy. Well, this recognition that real animals are involved is also an acknowledgement that living creatures are sacrificed all along the food chain in what appears to be the natural order of life on Earth. Well, it's much easier for us livestock people to communicate with urban consumers if we both accept right off the bat that the way a feeder pig becomes a spare rib is not necessarily a pretty procedure, but it's not murder. Livestock people been in business since Abel served his first goat barbecue, and that is a long time. We have learned how to handle our stock, how to keep them healthy, and how to deal with their stress while demanding more of them. In the United States, 50% of the food dollar is spent eating out, and 96% of the population eats meat. Restaurants have long used vague descriptions to characterize the source of their entree in supposedly flattering ways. Free-range chicken, corn-fed beef, organically grown, hand-milked, domesticated, kosher, homegrown, grass-fat, and cowboy-approved. And I expect that menus will continue to expand on this practice of what I call compassion labeling. Rack of lamb with mint jelly, selected from an all-volunteer flock in the pristine foothills of Colorado. Salmon grenadine. Each salmon was helped up the fish ladder in the Columbia River wilderness by wildlife candy stripers. 18-ounce Texas T-bone. Each steer has his own personal trainer and is given poise and modesty lessons to mute his tendency to exaggerate. Well, you get the idea. And this newfound sensitivity was demonstrated to me recently at a banquet. I saw the menu, so I asked the chef how the chickens were prepared. Well, he said, it wasn't hard. They knew from the beginning that they weren't going to make it.
The comments of cowboy poet, philosopher, and former large animal veterinarian Baxter Black. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.